Now, the rest of the story. Savignon was a French science fiction writer who delighted in taking his readers out of this world. His most famous work, A Voyage to the Moon, went into 9 editions and 2 English translations in 37 years. In that novel, Savignon describes rockets as a propellant for a space vehicle. Nobody ever did that before. The transportation Savignon provided his fictional space traveler was based on Isaac Newton's third law of motion. And yet Newton himself would not define that scientific principle until 30 years after Savignon had. In fact, Savignon was among the world's first science fiction writers. And as such, he inspired generations of dreamers. Savignon's space travel technology is remarkably detailed. Draw wind into a vacuum, he writes, and rarefy it by glowing mirrors pressed icosahedron-wise within a chest. The ramjet principle discussed more than 300 years ago. Savignon even proposed the invention of something we now recognize as the internal combustion engine. Savignon conceived of the material world as being composed of infinitesimal fragments called atoms. And these, he said, comprise all known elements. And yet, if detailed atomic theory in the 17th century astonishes you, imagine the rest of the story. All of the brilliant prophetic ideas revealed in Savignon's writing were incidental to the purpose of that writing, to make people laugh. Unquestionably, A Voyage to the Moon was the most soundly scientific science fiction saga of its day. And yet its original title was A Comic History of the States and Empires of the Moon. Savignon's intention was satire. It was coincidental that he saw so clearly into the future, that he so accurately anticipated man's eventual conquest of space. Once Savignon had reached his new worlds, he transformed them into absurd theaters through which to make fun of planet Earth. Nothing escaped Savignon's facetious scrutiny, not human nature, not society, nor the world's most respected institutions. And yet, Savignon himself would not live to enjoy the amusement and the consternation and the controversy which his writing caused. He died in Paris, July 28, 1655, age 36. His comic histories were published posthumously. In fact, the uncensored French text of those works became available only as recently as 1921. As a writer, as a dreamer, perhaps you never knew of him. And yet, because Edmond Rostand wrote a stage play about him in 1897, the world remembers only his swordsmanship and his colossal nose. For Savignon was baptized March 6, 1619. Savignon de Cyrano II. That's right. You know the man who foresaw tomorrow as Cyrano de Bergerac. Only now you know the rest of the story.